Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is, what is it, May 9th today. May 9th, 2025. A kind of sunny-ish morning here in Vancouver. And, you know, it's a Friday, which means a new Discolly episode, a new music, new artist. New Music Friday too, which is actually one of the reasons why we're going to be doing our project and artist today. It's because they recently just released an album today, which is super exciting. Before we get into the show, I do want to acknowledge that CATR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Okay, everyone. As you can tell, again, I'm a little bit out of breath. Yet again, my bus was, you know, not being my best friend. But it's okay, because we made it here pretty much on time. I just needed to set up a couple things, and then now I'm here on air, which is super exciting. If you're new to Discolly and don't know how the show works, basically for about two-thirds of the show, I run you guys through a pretty mainstream artist, a pretty well-known artist, so our artist of the week, and we talk about one of their projects or albums in specific, and we look through their discography, we talk about the songs on that album, we talk about the genre, we talk about the art, we talk about the discourse behind it, we kind of just like add to it as well. It's a super fun time. We get to listen to a lot of music, give opinions. We also look into their tours. We look into their vinyl record pressings. It's a fun time. And then for the last third of the show, I basically introduce you guys to a lesser known artist, like emerging or if not underground, and someone that's like similar-ish to the person that I did, like for the artist of the week. So I can, you know, kind of give you guys a little bit of a segue and a bridge for you guys to be like, oh, if you like this artist, maybe check this artist out. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what we do here on Discolly. So without further ado, let's get straight into it because there's a lot of music that I want to get through today. But today we're going to be doing Kali Uchis. We've done her before. We did her Red Moon in Venus album. I'm pretty sure I did that with my friend Leela. But this time we're doing her newly released, as of literally today, so 11 hours ago, her newly released album, Sincerely. Pretty much it's a love diary. That's kind of the way that I'm interpreting it. It's a love diary with a lot of songs that are very heartfelt, very raw, very emotional. And she just put it out today, and I can't wait to dive into it. I took one listen yesterday. I really liked it, but it's definitely something else that I want to, you know, continue to digest and go through with you guys. Quick little overview of who Kali Uchis is. If you don't really know who she is, Kali Uchis is Kali Marina Loaiza, born July 17th, 1994. She's 30 years old. She was born in Virginia, U.S., but she is Colombian, which is why that name just sounds so Latin. And also, she sings in Spanish. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's been active since 2012. So she's had a bit of like, what is it, 13 years in the biz. She sings in R&B, neo-soul, and Latin, of course. And something that she's very well known for is her mix of these genres and also how she kind of dabbles with Spanglish, so Spanish-English. She's able to seamlessly sing between English and Spanish without making it seem that she's actually switching languages. It has a really nice flow to it. It's something that's very talented in. Sometimes it can feel a little bit hard to switch between languages, especially because usually in singing you're trying to rhyme as well. And so then you have to make sure, you know, you're rhyming your words, but both in the Spanish and English language. But she does a very good job in that aspect, which is why she's very well known for her Spanglish. And yeah, her label's Interscope Records, so she's a pretty major artist. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to get into the album Sincerely. As I said, it was released today, May 9th. It is technically under pop. We'll get to see. We'll see what if it is really pop or maybe it's like more of a neo-soul pop kind of merge. It is a diary album. And the two singles off of this album are Sunshine and Rain, as well as I Love You So Much It Hurts, which is spelled I-L-Y-S-M-I-H. It's possible post-album release, sometimes artists like to, you know, deem specific singles that do really well as, specific tracks that do really well as singles. So we might be able to see a couple additions to the singles list, depending on how it, you know, it does. But yeah, without further ado, let's get straight into it. I think the first song that I want to put is Sugar Honey Love. Heaven is a Home is really good, but I really want to get into Sugar Honey Love because I actually really liked the beginning of the song. It was a fun little like start to it, but I will say the majority of this album is very tranquil, very calm. Like I said, it's kind of like a diary album with nice beats. And then we'll get into her description of the album as well as the vinyl record pressings in just a minute. You're listening to Discalia on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Sugar Honey Love by Kali Uchis off of his new album, Sincerely.
So sweet to me, so sweet to me. Step from the top now, 1, 2, 3. What does another one, who could I ever try?
That was Sugar Honey Love by Kali Uchis off of her new album, Sincerely. You can definitely see what I mean by a very love-centered album. It's very calm, it's very like baby-like. It almost feels like very much like how her album cover is. It almost feels like a very like silky bed, very comforting, but still very romantic, very sensual as well. Something that I love about Kali Uchis is her vocal range, as well as her vocal talent when it comes to how she's able to reach such high notes. It's crazy, honestly, how she can do that. But it, you know, works very well for her because she like reaches it perfectly. It's almost like a whisper, but not exactly a whisper because she's, you know, hitting those high notes. But yeah, I really do like that song. I think it's definitely going to grow on me a little bit more. That's kind of what we can expect throughout this album. I will say this album is a lot longer than I thought. It is 14 tracks, a total of 50 minutes, which is like, that's like a nice album. It's a good album. It's not one of those albums that's like barely cut in 35 minutes. So I can't wait to see what it is next. So after Sugar Honey Love, there is Lose My Control, which is almost a, like almost a 6 minute song. It's 5 minutes and 56 seconds, which is crazy. We will be actually skipping that one. And the next song that I want to go is track number 4. It's called It's Just Us. We'll take a listen. We'll kind of see what there is to expect. And then we'll be right back with a little overview of Kali Uchi's take on the album, as well as the next song called For You. You're listening to The Scully on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is It's Just Us. It's Just Us. There we go. Sorry, I was reading the wrong song. But that was It's Just Us off of Kali Uchi's new album, Sincerely. The beginning was very much giving me Cigarettes After Sex. And then the production a little bit later on was very much like Beach House. That's actually a point that my best friend Leela brought up to me the other day when we were going through Sunshine and Rain and I Love You So Much It Hurts. Is that it was very much giving Beach House. With like very like light, yeah, very like soft synth, nothing too much up in your face, nothing too crazy, but like that kind of like production as well as those like the little cymbal taps on the drums, very nice, very light, but still makes an impact, right? I love the bass in that song as well. It's Just Us is probably definitely going to become one of my favorites. As you know, a bass can make or break a song. I love a nice bass. A bass can just really, it wraps up a song perfectly with a little bow, is how I like to put it. The next song that I want to port for you guys is called For You. But before we do get into that song, I do want to read what Kali Uchi's had to say off of her new album, Sincerely, to Apple Music. And I quote, "I've been realizing that I really made the album that I needed to heal myself." Kelly Uchi tells Apple Music about Sincerely, perhaps her most liberating work yet. The Colombian American singer-songwriter's catalog has never felt slight or frivolous, whether it's English or in Spanish. Yet this full-length follow-up to her 2024 Orquídeas Dyad presents as something truly unique, arriving roughly a decade after her promising EP debut, Por Vida. She has a crazy discography. She released her EP Por Vida, which was also very like baby-like, very Sincerely, like spanning on that idea. There is like the Por Vida EP, then we had Isolation in 2018, we had Sin Miedo, Del Amor y de Otros Demonios in 2020, we had Red Moon and Venus in 2023, we had Orquídeas in 2024, and now we have Sincerely in 2025. A very good album, a very lengthy discography, so good on Kali Uchis. The next song, like I mentioned, is going to be For You. If I remember correctly, this is the song that very much reminds me of a specific artist that we will discuss in a minute. But without further ado, this is For You by Kali Uchis off of her new album, Sincerely.
From May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May. Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
All right, welcome back. That was Kali Uchis with For You. What I wanted to touch on is like of what artists she reminds me of in that song specifically. It just very much like I know she's talked about this artist in specific as a really big inspiration for her. But Selena Quintanilla, my goodness, I love the production. I love the like that little bit of synth, but it's not really synth. I don't even know. I think it's just like a keyboard effect. But it's beautiful. It's very silky. Which very much she has a song called Silk Lingerie that we can take a listen to right now just quickly. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is Silk Lingerie by Kali Uchis. Just the first 30 seconds of the song that is Silk Lingerie. I think she said one of her favorite songs of the album, but personally one that I want to bring light to is called Territorial. So we will have to see what she means by that. But before I do get into that, I want to say that Kali Uchis actually did say, which I'm so excited for, she did say that she will be touring this album at some point. Hopefully she announces that soon. I can't wait to see where she goes. But yeah, she'll be touring it, and she said it'll be bigger and better just because she also never toured Orquídeas technically. So she'll be doing kind of like a merged kind of tour. So that should be fun. But yeah, that's all I can say on the sense of touring. When it comes to vinyl record pressings for this album, there's a very nice alternative cover, Baby Pink, that did come with a signed insert if you really wanted it. The one that I really, really wanted, I will say, is this Galaxy Blue with an alternative like blue cover of her holding her baby as well with a signed insert. Then she had like this like, I don't even know, it was Lenticular Store Exclusive Edition. So it's basically like, do you guys remember those agendas, Canadian kids, those agendas that like if you scratch and also if you moved the page, it would kind of have two different photos? It goes like, ring, ring, ring. I don't really know how to describe it, but that's the best way I can. But yeah, that's kind of like the album cover. And then it comes like this like white, black, smoky, opaque pressing on a standard cover of her. And then there's this alternative cover with like a baby pink and then like blue splatter. And then I think that's pretty much it. The aesthetic of this album is very much like a merge of Por Vida EP as well as the Orquídeas album. That's pretty much it. So, like I mentioned, the next song that I do want to play is called Territorial. This is the 7th track off the album, and without further ado, here is Kelly Uchis. Into Fall Apart. That was Territorial by Kelly Uchis. We will be going on to Fall Apart. But I do want to say, very nice song. And just a super fun little production to it. I love that she's really including the string element to her songs as well as the piano element. It very much adds more of like an intimate feel to it. Good job, Kylie. So far, so good. Love Territorial. I will say, when I first listened to the song, it immediately sprung to my mind that this song is very similar to one of her songs off of Orquídeas, which is called Como Debe Ser, which basically roughly translates to How It Should Be. So it's especially just like walk like an angel, talk like a... Like that part, I know she's like referencing to like one of the songs, I think, like, walk like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel. That song, I forget what it's called. You're the devil in disguise, right? That's how it goes, I think. But the chord, the melody and like the chord progression is very similar to Como Debe Ser, is my point. That was Territorial. The next song that I do want to play for you guys is Fall Apart, which is obviously the next song that was just playing right now. And then once we come back, we're going to play a couple more songs and then move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Discali, and as well, this is Fall Apart by Caliuchis. Debating if I want to go into All I Can Say or if I want to do Angels All Around Me. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I think I'm going to go into All I Can Say because All I Can Say is a song that she just released a music video to, so she definitely is probably wanting to push this as a single. So I do want to let you guys listen to that one, especially with that entrance of a song. Ooh, looks so good. Sounds so good. Definitely a bit of like a jazz element there. But yeah, that was Fall Apart. I'm not going to lie right now, especially when it comes to new albums, all the songs kind of sound similar. I think because she's very much like catering to one genre as well as one like overall artistic viewpoint on what she was trying to put out. A lot of the songs do have similar production. It's nothing too crazy. Definitely playing it safe, but safe in a way that she knows that her Gucci's, which is her fan base, as well as those who aren't fans just yet, are going to appreciate. You know what I mean? It's like you're putting out a project that has meaning, that has a purpose, and that also has a very specific idea behind it. So I think she's doing great on that sense. Before I get into All I Can Say, I'm just going to basically tell you guys about the last five tracks off of this album. There's Daggers, exclamation mark, and then we also have Angels All Around Me, which is also almost a 6-minute song. Then we have Breeze, And then sunshine and rain, seasons change. The only explicit song off of the entire album that is one of the singles that was released. As well as I Love You So Much It Hurts. It's the last song. I can also imagine that there's also going to be a deluxe for this album because, you know, Kali Uchis loves to make deluxes as well. I'm pretty sure she also did confirm it at some point. But yeah, so those are basically the last couple five songs. And the song that I have ready for you guys right here is very much all I can say. So without further ado, to wrap up Kali Uchis for today, we'll be just back with our Discovered Artist of the Week. So stick around. This is All I Can Say by Kali Uchis.
Ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radioland. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
All right, welcome back. That was basically us wrapping up Kaliuchi's new album, Sincerely. We did a couple songs off of it and kind of gave our opinions on it. I will say her little between song transitions are catching me off guard because I'm trying to pause the music exactly on time, but then she just goes straight into the next song. So you did hear a little bit of Daggers there. If that caught your ear, definitely check it out. It's a pretty good song, actually, if I remember correctly, from the last time I took a little listen. But without further ado, we are going to go into our next artist, which is our discovered artist of the week. I will say she's not the most, you know, relatable to Kaliuchi's in the sense of her recent project, Sincerely, that we just did today. But I will say in some senses, like Isolation, which is a bit more R&B heavy, as well as Sin Miedo del Amor y de Otros Demonios. But we are going to be doing María Isabel. So introducing María Isabel is a 24-year-old Dominican-American artist, model, and social media star who hails from Queens, New York. I will say I usually like to do Canadian artists. Last time I did Kaliuchi's, we did Daniela Andrade. Definitely check her out. There are some similarities in her album. However, this time I wanted to kind of also introduce another person. So they are unfortunately not Canadian today, their music is still definitely worth listening to. I took a couple listens to some of their songs, and they're incredible. So we're definitely going to take a listen to María Isabel's discography. The first song that I want to put is her most recent one, even though it was released in 2023. She hasn't released any music just yet since then. So we're just going to listen to her single, and then we're going to go dive into one of her EPs, which is her most recent EP, released in 2021, called I Hope You're Very Unhappy Without Me. But without further ado, we're going to start off with her single, I Drove You Crazy. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is I Drove You Crazy.
You whisper my name, say it like you don't like the taste. My love's been in vain, it's written all over your face. There's blood on the floor, I don't know if it's mine or yours. Who's hurting more? There's nothing left to destroy. There's nothing poetic about it. I drive you insane, I know. Accidents happen. I answer a scene, does this love it? There's nothing poetic about it. I drive you insane, I know. Accidents happen. You talk about love like this is what that ever was. Tell me I drive you insane. At least you got me on the brain. Ain't it a shame you're still thinking you might stay? Tell me I drive you insane. You and me will never change. Without saying anything, I get under your skin, under your skin. There's nothing poetic about it. I drive you insane, I know. Accidents happen. I answer a scene, does this love it? There's nothing poetic about it. I drive you insane, I know. Accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. That was I Drove You Crazy by Maria Isabel. Definitely R&B and soul. Not too much of like that beach house, that cigarettes after sex feel that we were seeing in Sincerely by Kali Uchis. But definitely similar beats to her Isolation album. I will say she very much gives me the vibe of kind of like a, how can I put this? Of like a Madison Beer, but like different version, like different artistic style, but very much kind of Madison Beer like, especially that she's like an influencer and like a model, very much like similar situation. She has a gorgeous voice though, very talented. But I do want to move on to her EP, I Hope You're Very Unhappy Without Me, and go through a couple songs that kind of, you know, catch my eye. The first one that I want to start off with is called Left Alone, the first track. If you didn't know this, I'm also going into this blind, so I'm seeing what appeals to me. I haven't really listened to her music just yet. I did listen to I Drove You Crazy, but Left Alone, I haven't taken a listen to it either. So we're going to go into it together, give our opinions, and see what we think. So without further ado, this is Maria Isabel with Left Alone.
What if you only wanted one side of me? One that doesn't feel every shade of everything. How you gonna be down for something you ain't seen? Drowning is a quiet thing. When I can't sleep through the night, when I need a place to hide. Lonely as me and his teeth remind me to breathe. I wanna be loved and left alone. I know we only want the stars cause we can't get close. I wanna be loved and left alone. I wanna be loved and left alone. Will you put your hands on someone who's hurting? I can't be yours and not be a burden. Can never point to the pain, but something ain't working. I can't love the both of us. When I can't sleep through the night, when I need a place to hide. Only ask me and it's see through my me.
Welcome back. That was Left Alone by Maria Isabel. Very nice. I really like the nice heavy bass. Again, I love a good bass. Definitely makes a song. The next song that I do want to play for you guys is called No Soy Para Ti. Another reason why I chose Maria Isabel for this week is because she also does sing in Spanish. And I want to see if she maybe throws in some Spanglish in there, as if like Kali Uchi does. But we'll get to see. This is No Soy Para Ti, which was also released as a single, and I'm pretty sure is one of her like more popular ones of her discography. So let's take a listen.
esta camita me tiene amarrada. Mente en el cielo y no siento nada. Quiero soltarme, pero yo no puedo, baby. Las risas del otro lado de la pared me llegan recuerdos y no sé qué hacer. Pero sé que no debo caer. Pero me decían, no te metas donde no te aman hasta que lo entiendas. Eso lo aprendí, la vida es así. No eres para mí, no soy para ti. Sabía que no va a funcionar, pero lo que no sabía es que yo me iba a encontrar. Ahora me gusta estar solita, yeah, y tú eres que me necesita, yeah. No quiero de eso, lo tengo por dentro. Ya ni recuerdo lo que tú me dabas. Pero me decían, no te metas donde no te aman hasta que lo entiendas. Pues ya lo aprendí, la vida es así. No eres para mí, no soy para ti. Y él nunca fue a mí. Ya yo lo sabía, no eres para mí. No soy para ti. Y él nunca fue a mí. La di da di da di da da. Donde no te aman hasta que lo entiendas. Pues ya lo aprendí, la vida es así. No eres para mí, no soy para ti. Esta camita me tiene amarrada.
Welcome back. That was No Soy Para Ti by Maria Isabel. I can definitely see why. That's one of her more popular ones. Very Latin-y, very Latin beat. Love a good Latin beat. Definitely a fun little song. I was dancing a little bit there while I was doing some work. So I'm trying to see, do I just want to sign off with one last song or do I want to play two more songs? I might just sign off with one last song. So before I do wrap up today, I do want to announce that up at noon, so in about 6 minutes, we do have our next show. Dave Radio presents The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave. It's going to be super fun. It always is. So I do want to announce that for you guys. I will see you guys next week with new episode, new Discali episode, new music, new artists. It's always a fun time. And yeah, I am very much dreading the fact that I'm starting school, one summer class on Monday. So trying not to think about it too much because I really don't want to, you know, go back to school, but it is what it is. It's fine. I had my break. I had some time to think and I had some time to just, you know, do nothing. But yeah, so I'll be back here at UBC as a student. But I will always be here at UBC as a host here for Discali every Friday. So definitely stick around. Thank you guys so much for joining me today to do Kali Uchis as well as Maria Isabel. And without further ado, we're going to wrap it up with one of her songs called Back of My Mind. I'll see you guys next week. And yeah, have a great rest of your Friday.
Be right. I knew your love came with a price. Up in my heart, that New York night. I know you got nothing to give. Falling again is dangerous.
falling. You're all that I wanted when I hit the bottom, darling. You're still in the back of my mind, and I think about you all the time. I should probably follow my advice, unravel me from all your ties.
Tu forma de amar es un delito.